Hello everyone, this is Jimmy Allen, your host from Orpheus Cyber, and I'd like to welcome you back to episode 8 of Orpheus Talks, your weekly cyber threat intelligence summary, focusing on incidents during the week commencing the 13th of June 2022. This week I'll be taking you through the following topics: Microsoft releases Felina vulnerability patch amidst its continued exploitation, ransomware group ALF develops new tactic to shame victims, China continues to target Europe, Southeast Asia, and Africa. And finally, hacktivist efforts continue against Russian entities. Starting with our key issue, this week Microsoft released a patch for CVE-2022-30190, also known as Felina, a former zero-day vulnerability that abuses Microsoft Support Diagnostics tool in order to achieve remote code execution. Despite the release of the patch, we have observed nation-state actors continuing to exploit the vulnerability. Ukraine's Computer Emergency Response Team assessed with moderate confidence that the Russian nation-state group Sandworm may be exploiting CVE-2022-30190 in a spear phishing campaign targeting nearly 500 individuals across Ukrainian media organizations. The emails masquerade as interactive maps likely to be of interest to such organizations, and include a malicious attachment which downloads Crescent Imp malware. Ukraine continues to be a long-standing target of Sandworm's operations, which have likely ramped up amidst the Russo-Ukrainian war. This is the latest instance of threat actors exploiting this vulnerability, following various incidents attributed to both nation-state and cyber criminals alike, as demonstrated in last week's key issue. Our coverage of cybercriminal reporting this week has continued to focus on ransomware, demonstrating how extortionists routinely introduce new tactics to increase the chances of ransom payouts. Ransomware as a service group ALF, also known as Black Cat, recently launched a leak site on the ClearNet, allowing customers and partners of compromised victims to check if their data has been compromised. This new tactic marks a deviation from the use of traditional leak sites that are typically only accessible on the dark web, therefore limiting the level of victim exposure. This new approach will likely exert more pressure on victims to pay demanded ransoms, as the increased availability of leaked data may draw more attention and lead to class action lawsuits. As for our nation-state coverage this week, we have reported on China's continued cyber espionage efforts against Europe, Southeast Asia, and Africa. The Chinese-linked espionage unit Gallium, also known as Soft Cell, is targeting these regions to deliver three variants of the Ping Pool remote access Trojan. Gallium is likely a Chinese nation-state unit due to its geographical targeting, use of known Chinese malware, and tactics, techniques, and procedures associated with Chinese-linked adversaries. Gallium has deployed three variants of the Ping Pool RAT. Each variant has the same functionality, but is designed to use different protocols, including ICMP, HTTPS, and TCP, to communicate with C2 infrastructure. Using ICMP for C2 communications is not a novel technique, however, it does increase the difficulty of detection as few organizations inspect ICMP traffic. Gallium's espionage activities previously focused on the telecommunications sector, however, this latest campaign expands the group's focus to include financial and government entities, aligning with China's interest in both commercial and political intelligence collection. In terms of hacktivist reporting, we have continued to track ongoing efforts against Russian entities amidst the Russo-Ukrainian war. Continuing its campaign against the Russian government, the hacktivist collective Anonymous compromised multiple Russian weapons manufacturers and leaked classified documents detailing plans, manufacturing timelines, and capabilities of military drones. Considering this incident, it is a realistic possibility hacktivist groups increasingly pursue targets embedded within Russia's national security and military organizations in an effort to disrupt Russia's war effort. Meanwhile, other hacktivist reporting this week has demonstrated how it can be also be driven by reading sentence. Meanwhile, other hacktivist reporting this week has demonstrated how it can also be driven by religious motivations. Dragon Force Malaysia, who are primarily focused on supporting Palestine, have begun targeting Indian government organizations with disruptive attacks and data leaks. This pro-Muslim campaign, named Ops Patuk, follows Indian politician Nupur Sharma's controversial statements regarding Prophet Muhammad and the oppression of India's Muslim population. If you'd like to stay up to date with cyber threat intelligence incidents, you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter using the link in the description or via our website, orpheuscyber.com. Remember to follow us on Spotify and hit the notifications icon to receive an alert when we upload new episodes. Thanks for listening.